Everybody, welcome back to Inside the Genie's Lamp podcast. I have an amazing guest, a special guest. You've probably heard of her. You've seen her around. It is our new head coach, Laura Gould.
Hi.
Now, I should have asked this before I jumped on. Is it Gould? Is it Gold? Gualdi?
But it's definitely not Matt Gould.
Yes, it is Gould. That one up.
Cool. Nah, it's Gould.
Awesome. I'm glad I got that right on air. Anyway, as everybody would have seen, Laura is our newest head coach at the Fitness Genie. We actually did a podcast way back. I honestly can't remember what it was. I remember that it was about exposure therapy. And I think it may have been gym anxiety or just getting started.
Yes, it was about procrastination as well.
That's what it was, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was me going into the online space at the time as well and me setting myself up there. But I can't even remember how long ago that was now. Yeah, like 6 months or something?
I think so. I have no concept of time. Like the other day for me is 3 days up to 4 years. So I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm with you on that. Like the whole lockdown period, like from 2019 to end of 2021, I've no idea. Yep. It's just a blur.
Yeah, it's still 2020 for me. So
yeah.
We did a podcast episode on procrastination and that went for about an hour. And we honestly could have kept talking for the entire rest of the day, but for the audience sake, we cut it down and we stopped ourselves. But with that, it led to us connecting through Instagram and everything and talking. And then we also had a mutual client as well who connected us, and that's why we know each other. But watching your content, watching you as a coach and everything like that, it was just, I wonder if Laura would be interested in this position. And then as soon as you brought it up to be like, hey, what's this position about? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, well, it's thanks to our client, to be honest, because she's the one who told me. She was just like, you should really think about it. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, ooh, this could work quite well, because our views on training, nutrition, lifestyle, they're very aligned, especially the mindset side of things. And so it ended up being a pretty decent match.
Yeah. It's worked out amazing, and I'm sure it's going to work out even better than both of us can sort of foresee this going. So with all of the everything about how amazing you are, I'm going to let you speak for yourself. We're going to run through these questions. I only have four, but then of course it's us. We're going to go on tangents. So get us started, Laura, with when did you start in the industry?
Okay, so I calculated that I've been coaching people for close to a decade now, which is quite terrifying because it doesn't feel like that long ago when I actually got my qualification. But I got into it because I started training when I was 21, 22 years old. I started weight training and have quite an athletic build. And someone approached me in the gym and was like, oh, you should look at doing some bodybuilding competitions. So I took up the offer. It wasn't an offer, but I took up the idea and I decided to do it. And then from that, people started coming to me asking for advice on nutrition and training and stuff. And then I thought to myself, I wasn't really enjoying my job at the time. And so I thought, oh, well, this could be a career I could pursue and I could be helping people in an area that I love to talk about anyway. So that's pretty much how I got set up with personal training. Then I was doing just online stuff actually initially, just helping on the side of my other job, which was marketing. So helping people with their nutrition, with writing programs and stuff for them. And then I decided to set myself up in an actual gym and scrap the other job and just do solely personal training face to face. And then the love for it just grew after that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. So with that, I feel like you touched on it a little bit there, but if you wouldn't mind expanding as to why you got in the industry. I know you mentioned that you want to help people, but was there anything deeper than that? Or
oh, it's a difficult question, because if there's just the answer has evolved over time. So my why, quote unquote, was probably very different when I first started. Like, I just love training and just the seeing my body change in terms of like bodybuilding, having to get on stage and like seeing my aesthetics change to something just from manipulating certain things in my diet and in my training. And I thought that was just awesome and fascinating. And I'm a very curious being, so I just loved helping other people with that. But over time, I've had many issues with my mental health, with autoimmune issues and things like this, stuff that has been maybe emphasized through certain training practices and diet practices. And then my why for personal training has just evolved into a more holistic reason to help people. I want people to appreciate that movement and healthy eating is something that is just a part of life. Like, it's something that kind of needs to be done. It's not something that necessarily has to be for weight loss, has to be to look good, has to be for muscle building or whatever. It's just part of being a human. And I think people have lost that over time, the actual real reason to do these things, and they see it more as a chore. So I have just a massive passion to get people being more curious and explorative in these parts of their lives, and so they can continue it on for the rest of their life.
Yep. Awesome. We love that.
I rambled a bit then, but hopefully that made sense. Words just keep coming out of my mouth.
Good. That's what we want. People listening to the podcast, they're like, oh my God, it's so good to hear anyone but Trav ramble on forever. That's good. The more information, the better. That's what we
awesome.
Want.
Awesome.
Sweet. So with all of that, we obviously know that you can program and achieve a particular aesthetic from obviously the background that you said you had with bodybuilding as well. But then the big thing that I got from there, and then also just from knowing you as well, that it's not the aesthetics that you're mainly after. It's more the mental health, the mindset and things behind the aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I come from a background, like I said, I'm very curious and I've always been interested in mind-body connection. Ever since I was younger, I've had mental health issues when I was a teenager, and then doing psychology at university for a bachelor's and the master's, I've just been so fascinated with the mind and the body and how they connect. Having issues within my nervous system as well, and having those connect the mind and body too. What was the question again?
There wasn't a question. Keep going.
But yeah, the aesthetics isn't as important to me. Like, for me, it's all about health and well-being. I have never felt so great within my body, yet I'm the heaviest that I've been in my life. So when I was bodybuilding, I was at my lightest and absolutely ripped. People would come to me and be like, wow, you look awesome, I want to be like that. And at the time, I would say that my mind was slightly warped with what I was looking like, and I didn't actually think I looked that great. Now looking back, it's like a different human. Now I feel so great within my skin. I move because for the love of it, like I'm so excited to train now. It's not a chore for me. What I eat what serves my body. And I have found like a stable, happy weight. And I'm happier than ever. I feel so content within myself. And I really hope to be able to help others appreciate those things as well within themselves.
Yep. That's awesome. Good.
So that wasn't a question. I was talking, I was like, oh, I can't remember where this was going now, but I'll just keep talking.
Good. That's what we want. Because there wasn't an explicit question because I didn't know how to phrase the question, but then you came in and answered the thing that I didn't know how to ask. So that was amazing. You can already tell we're going to work well together.
Yeah.
Because it is that thing of when clients are particular, like the clients that we work with in particular, is a lot of people are initially coming to us of like, right, I have to go to the gym because I want to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, you know, yes, in terms of like calories out, you can get that in however the fuck many ways that you want to. But going to the gym and a big like perspective shift that we have to run through as well is we go because it makes us feel better. Because mm-hmm. if we don't go, it's going to make us feel like shit, whether it's physically or mentally or whatever, but primarily mentally. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that I run through with clients as well in terms of like, we're not going to trade calories at the gym. We're not going to burn 500 so that we can add 500 of food for the day. It is something of let's protect the mental health and the mindset and all that stuff. And if you love moving, then how likely do you think you are to include that in your life and it be a part of everything that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I come from a background of, so I came from a background of being overly disciplined from too much control and too much restriction. Like I remember there was a time when I realized that I had eaten a whole tub of ice cream thinking it was like 400 calories, then finding out that it was 800 calories. And I was in such a bad state of mind. I don't want to use that word, but just in another state of mind that I saw that and I burst into tears and it felt like the world was just caving in on me. And now I can see that my way of thinking and feeling within myself was just in such a negative place at the time, I guess. Like my focus wasn't on, I guess, the right intentions. Maybe right is the wrong word, but yeah, my intentions were different. Whereas now, if I don't worry so much about not training on a specific day if I don't feel so good. Like if I feel like I need to rest, maybe I'll have a stretch or something or go for a walk. But like then I know that the next day I'll feel fit and ready and I'll have so much of a better workout. It's not a case of ticking all the boxes. I have to do this. I should do this. It's about enjoying the process. And if you don't work out today, that actually means that you're going to have a better workout tomorrow than having like two shit workouts, which you're not going to get as much out of. And mentally, you're going to feel pretty crappy afterwards. Whereas instead, you can do one really, really great workout and feel amazing afterwards. So my whole mindset has totally shifted from that. And I also used to have a thing where I had to fit in 4, 5, 6, 7 sessions in a week. And I was like, I have to fit this amount of sessions in a week. Because if I don't, then I will have lost gains or I won't be progressing or whatever. Whereas now I've totally shifted that. And now I think to myself, right, so today I'm going to weight train and then tomorrow I'm going to go swimming and then I'll see how I feel about the next day. Maybe I'll have a rest day or whatever. But I do it in like cycles rather than like, okay, I have the week structure and I have to fit in this many sessions. I just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Just how life is, because life is ever changing. And that's how I want my life to be as well, just flowing through the peaks and troughs of it. So yeah, for anyone listening who just feels like right now, like something else is a priority in their life and they're not able to train as hard or as much as they like to, like that's okay. Like it's just a phase. Like it's gonna change. Life is ever changing. And don't worry about it because you'll find the time again. It will come.
Yeah. And it's so good to hear you say that as well, because I'm always going to relate it back to clients. Majority of people that are signing up as well, they're coming from that complete, like over-disciplined, over-restriction or whatever it is. It's just like almost military-esque of like, this is what must be done and I cannot deviate from the paths. And so many people come from that and then get to this point of where, you know, majority of people sign up, not everybody's in this case, but majority of people end up signing up because they're like, I need to figure out how to get that balance. I want to learn exactly what you've done of maybe I'll do 2 days and then I'll just see how I feel. And, you know, I feel like every personal trainer in like the first like 12 months, 18 months of their career is like, how can I get as shredded as possible and stick to the calories within like 3 calories I'll allow. And it's such a, I don't want to say a rite of passage because it's really fucking not, but that's how I see a lot of people initially coming into the industry. And everyone, personal trainers, like gen pop, like clients, whatever, they initially hit this phase of like, oh my God, I can actually just move because I want to move and focus on what I want to focus on and not have to be so military about it.
Absolutely. It's funny because it's actually quite liberating when that happens, when that mindset shifts. I remember it happening with me. It's been happening with me constantly. Things are shifting and I'm becoming more and more free in mind and body. And it's been awesome to just see how my training schedule, the way that I train, the way that I eat has just slowly evolved over time. Like I was still tracking a couple of years ago and I was like, I really want to get out of the mindset of traffic tracking. That was the stage that I was at. Like I knew I was at a stage where I could intuitively eat and I could judge portion sizes and stuff. It has a place for people, but for other people, it might not have a place and it might not be the best route to go down. So over time, I've been able to shift away from that mindset. And now that I'm eating foods that serve my body and I'm enjoying what I'm eating, I'm feeling great from it as well. And I'm fueling my body, not over fueling it, not binging like I may have done in the past or under eating in the past. And funnily enough, my body has found this balanced weight, doesn't seem to go up or down. And it just has sat in this like happy place. And it's like a miracle. I don't even need to track. It's just like everything's just fallen into place because I've just like freed myself from all of these layers of control and restriction that I'm actually way less stressed and my body's way less stressed. Like I have, through a very stressful period of my life, I gained 3 kilos because of that stress. And then as soon as I took that stress away, I lost the 3 kilos. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. So imagine someone who has this kind of over-discipline or control over these different aspects of your life, which are going to be there forever. Like you need to kind of keep moving and keep eating healthily to sustain a long and healthy life. Like don't put all these restrictions on yourself because it could actually be causing more harm than good, which people don't think about because I guess people aren't aware of it within themselves or just from hearing it from other people as well, which is why the fitness genie is here.
Yeah, exactly. Because it is one of those things of somehow in everyone, in every, not every, but a majority of people's aspects of life, it is a thing of more is better. And yet when it comes to weight loss and managing your mental health and just your health journey as a whole, there becomes a thing of like more is detrimental and or could be detrimental, I should say. There are some genetic freaks out there that can just go forever. And I wish I was one of them, but I'm not.
I'm with you. I just crashed and burned.
So the best way of looking at that is like, how would you water a plant? Like, how would you water a tree? And if you had that mindset of more is better, you're going to drown it. A lot of it is going to be useless. A lot of it is going to cause harm. And a lot of it is going to be just utter bullshit that we don't really have to do and or worry about. Whereas if you can, I say this a lot when I'm on coaching calls, but maybe I should make a TikTok out of it as well, is if you can treat yourself like a house plant, you're going to be fine. Everything else typically works out. You've got sunshine, you've got adequate water and food. There's your nutrition. The only thing we have to do is maybe like uproot ourselves every now and then and go for a walk or get some movement in. But nutritionally, mindset-wise, if you can look at yourself as a house plant, what does a house plant need to thrive? Most likely we need the same stuff: sunshine, water, and Well, let's just say positive self-talk.
Yes. And I would say also on top of that, a curious mindset. I feel like curiosity is one of my favorite words at the moment, because I feel like whenever something challenging happens, when you're feeling overly stressed or overwhelmed, just be curious about it. Just sit with it, and knowing that it's not going to be like that forever, just understand what's going on around you and within yourself. And as soon as you're aware of the situation, that's when you can start making changes. And curiosity can be for positive things and for negative things. And I feel like as soon as you're curious about what's going on around you, any issues that might be happening in your life, whether that's training, nutrition, or just life related, as soon as you're curious, you actually become less stressed as well, because it kind of takes you away from the situation. You can step back and just, I don't know, well, I guess be more transparent about everything towards your, like, to yourself, be honest with yourself about it. So yeah, I think that's a big thing as well. I don't know if I explained that well, but just be curious.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, everything I do is out of, is curiosity. And I think I've said it to you, I've said it to Lindsay, like when talking to a client, lead with curiosity, because at the end of the day, that's all it is. Like if we're trying to find something out, whether it's about someone else or about ourselves or whatever it could possibly be, if you've got curiosity and you ask the right questions, just questions in general, they don't even have to be right, it'll eventually lead you down the path of like, oh shit, okay, that's why that's here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I had a major breakthrough in 2018, personally, mentally, business-wise. All of it came off the fact of me, as you said, like when you get curious, you let stress go. And all of that came off the back of, you know what? I can't be fucked holding all this anymore, like all this like mental load. I just can't be bothered. And whenever someone would come to me with like, hey, I have this problem, instead of me just going like, you have to do this because this is my bias. And then as soon as they were like, I have this problem, I was like, why do you think the problem's there? Oh, well, you know, I didn't really sleep that well. Do you think we can improve sleep? Yeah, I think we could. How? And just doing all of that and then doing it for myself, that's why it is very like client led now, because I'm like, people know the answers. We just need to be curious.
Yes, exactly. But people just, I guess, have stopped being curious about ourselves. I think also because there's so much going on around us, there's so much in our lives, so many responsibilities, whether it's work or family oriented, that we forget to think about ourselves as well. So we might be curious about others and curious about what's going on around us, but having that curiosity for yourself and taking the time out to understand yourself is, I don't know, it's almost a burden for people. They just don't want to go there. But it's so important to, and that's when the cogs start ticking and the light bulb starts switching on.
Yep. Yeah. I look at it as, and this is going to be such a weird analogy, but I look at like that explorative curiosity as that scene in Harry Potter where he like stabs, I was about to say spoiler alerts, but you've fucking seen Harry Potter. If you haven't, you, oh my God. Anyway,
go watch it.
Yeah. All of them back to back right now. Take a day off work. Your coach has spoken. So that scene where he's stabbing like Horcruxes. Anytime he stabs a Horcrux, he knows that he has to do it. But anytime he stabs it, all this like black ichor and shit comes out and something demolishes that area. So it's going to be scary and it's going to be like, holy shit, what the hell is this? But then as soon as that Horcrux is gone, then it's like, oh, we're in a way better position than we were before.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes suffering leads to growth, or every time, actually.
Yes. Awesome. Coolio. I've lost my questions. Here we go. So, see, I told you there'd be heaps of tangents.
That's all right. We can just make some stuff up.
Potatoes, right? How awesome are they? Rightio. So the question of, like, obviously you're with the fitness Jeannie, we trust your process and coaching ability, and we wouldn't have hired you if it wouldn't have been some sort of vibe or fit or mesh or anything like that. But on top of that, there are particular niches and clients that usually have, that usually gravitate towards like different coaches for whatever various reasons. Who is your ideal client? Or I suppose the better question is, if someone was looking to hire you, who do you really, 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 really want to work with as a...
Oh, so many people.
Everyone.
Everyone.
The type of person who's trying to do this or...
Yeah. Just someone who feels a bit stuck in a rut. Whether it's with training or nutrition, I'm like a big movement nerd. So anyone who struggles with movements and feeling confident in the gym, like I feel like I would thrive with helping people on that and making people feel comfortable with what they're doing. Also in terms of nutrition, I mean, you've heard some of my story. There is more to it. There's more to my training story as well. People who feel like they are feeling overly restrictive on them or putting too much pressure on themselves, who want to, you know, free their body and mind. Like I said, I'm all about curiosity, becoming more aware of yourself, becoming more explorative, finding more of a balance. People who feel like they are the opposite to that, let me help you.
Awesome. Love
that. That's like a roundabout way of answering that question. I don't know if I answered it correctly, but you know, you get the gist. Said,
there's nothing that we can do that is wrong or correct. We operate in Perfect. That gray area of just fun.
Yeah.
Plus the more you say, the more opportunity you have for someone to be like, that's me.
Yeah. Like I could go on and on about weird and wonderful stories that have happened in my training and nutrition life. Like, I don't know, I guess I could make some podcasts on it or whatever, but I've never really struggled with not being confident in the gym, but I've had really bad social anxiety before, and doing things that I'm not very good at, I would always stick to the things that I'm good at. I'm good at movement, but there's some things that I'm useless at when it comes to training. Anyway, I starting something afresh with training, for instance, I do a lot of sandbag training now. If that's of interest to anyone, please hit me up because I freaking love sandbag training. But yeah, like I understand trying to do something that's outside of your comfort zone can be really, really scary and intimidating. But if you don't get yourself out of that comfort zone, you're never really going to grow. So when it comes to movement, the movement side of that, if you want to really push yourself outside of that comfort zone, I have done that before with my own training, and I would be happy to help others do that too. And just have fun with it. Like I throw sandbags around outside in front of my neighbors on the driveway, and that's some of my training. I used to be shit scared of doing that. Like during lockdown, I started doing sandbag training. My coach at the time was like, get a sandbag, we can do loads of stuff, because I didn't have any dumbbells or barbells. It was so expensive. I was like, what am I going to do without a gym? Anyway, got myself a sandbag and I threw that around, squatted with it, carried it and stuff, did some like strongman style training. And I did it in front of my neighbors and I was so scared of like them judging me for it. And then in the end, when I did it, they friggin' loved it. They were chatting to me about it, always talking to me about like, oh, how heavy is that sandbag? Like you can carry my stuff in, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, just like pushing yourself out of your comfort zone is something that I think is so, so important. So if anyone's struggling with that, I feel like I can really help them with that too.
Awesome. Love that. I knew that movement was your specialty.
Love it.
So if anybody out there is wanting any sort of movement, for the love of God, message us, get involved with Laura. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just the sandbag stuff. I've recently started doing like old strength style training as well. So movements that were done in like the early 1900s when people were getting into weightlifting and weight training. And the movements they were doing then were very different to the movements that are actually standard in the gym now. And so I'm, you know, chucking barbells and dumbbells around weirdly. And I go to the gym and do that and people stare at me. And I can imagine like 5 years ago, I might have been like, oh my God, I can't do that in front of anyone. Like no one can watch me do that. Whereas I'm like, I just don't care. Like watch if you want. If I fuck up, then I fuck up, whatever.
Yep.
So yeah, I do weird and wonderful things. And if you want to do weird and wonderful things as well, when it comes to movement, just hit me up.
Nice. Yeah, I know what you mean with the people judging you in the gym and like letting go of that. Cause now I'm hopping and skipping around and like doing all these like twists and stuff. And that's my warm up. And I feel fucking amazing for doing it. But when I first started it, I was like, right, I need to find a dark corner somewhere. And I did my first hop and I fucked it. Bounced on both legs, landed on one. And I was like, how the shit did that happen?
Mm-hmm. See, I'm just like, I'm the person who does embarrassing stuff like that as well. Like, I'm someone who will fart in public and it'll be really embarrassing but funny at the same time, or just like bogeys will be hanging out of my mouth and you've just got to rock it because you're just a human and so is everyone else.
Yep. We're often the ones that do all the embarrassing stuff so that we can optimize it and give it to our clients and be like,
yeah, exactly. It's fine, I promise. It's a great program, I promise. We'll teach you to be comfortable with farting outside but in public.
Step one.
Now that's not what I do, I promise.
But it can be if that's what the client wants their program to be. So if you do want to learn to fart outside, let us know. With
if that's part of your goals in the consultation, then 100% I'm in.
I will gladly take your money to teach you to do that.
Wow, that digressed, didn't it?
It did, yeah. So welcome to the team.
Thanks for having me.
So with that, it's going to be a super seamless segue, as you can tell, into, apart from farting in public and being confident with it, is what are you hoping to achieve with the fitness genie? Because there was obviously some sort of somethingness mentally or mindset or something behind the decision to be like, I want to work with this weird guy.
Mm. Yeah, well, I just love your approach to it all. The fact that you're digging deep into the mindset stuff is just awesome to me. And I haven't really seen that before. Like I do it myself with my clients. I don't do it as like strict programs or anything. Like you have the actual packages. I just do it kind of ad hoc planting seeds as I go in my training sessions with people. But for you, like I love the fact that you've structured it and it's seems to be extremely effective. And I want to learn from you. I want to be able to be a part of this community to be able to help others on this mindset journey, because if you're just focusing on the weight loss, if you're just focusing on looking good, like it's not gonna last. Like okay, it might last for some people, but the majority, it's not gonna last. If you don't get to the actual root cause of the issue, it's not gonna be a lifetime thing. You're just gonna have, it's like when you get on stage in bodybuilding, you look great for one day and then you want to eat everything in the world and then you know your physique's gone. It doesn't last. There's so much more to humans than just the way that you look, and the fitness genie promotes that, and I friggin love it, and I want to be a part of that sort of a community to help others grow and evolve, not just aesthetically.
Nice. That was a good answer. That was like it was almost rehearsed.
It really wasn't. Usually words don't come out of my mouth that smoothly.
I know, because if it was rehearsed, there'd be a lot of pauses and ums and stuff. So
yeah,
that's why I didn't give you the questions.
Yeah, that's so good. Well done, me. Pat on the back.
Go us. Awesome. One thing that I am curious about is you've got a master's in psychology.
I do.
Awesome. I do. Obviously, I can tell right away how that is going to impact your coaching style for the type of clients that we take on. But mm-hmm. I would love to get your take on it, on how do you feel the Masters of Psychology is going to help? Because obviously I'm on paper, I am severely underqualified. I have a Cert 4 in fitness, online course for nutrition so that I can give out better calories and macros and technically a meal plan, but I never fucking give them out anyway. And a bunch of little short courses here and there. Compared to you, on paper, you're up here. And I would love to hear your take on how your experience with that psychology, and obviously you've got your own personal experiences, but just that university type of setting, how mm-hmm. that's going to relate to coaching a client as well through, you know, the mindset stuff that we dive deep on.
I'm going to give you such a disappointing answer. Sorry to break your heart, people, but the degree was amazing. I did it for a specific reason. I'm fascinated with the mind and how people behave and function. My first degree was in just general psychology, so I touched on lots of different things. And then my master's was actually in psychology of advertising. So the reason I actually did that was because I was fascinated with how people can be so easily manipulated. Like, it was, I found it so interesting how marketing and advertising of these big corporations could just get people to buy different things for just the sake of it. I just found it really interesting. And so I did that degree and I came out of it and ended up falling into a job, pretty much doing exactly what I stood for not wanting to do. Just because that's the way that I went. But now if I'm honest, my personal experiences, which led me to doing that degree, which then led me on to where I am now, are what made me have all this knowledge to help people. The degree helped me in the sense that I could back up certain things with theories and research articles and see the evidence behind all of these different things. So it is just a thing on paper. And I was able to, for four years, I was able to immerse myself in all things mind related, which was fascinating. But I wouldn't say it was the major, kind of resource for me to be able to help people now. It's more because of my personal experiences. It's all just being able to relate to humans on their level and being empathetic and, yeah, understanding people's experiences and backgrounds from all walks of life. I think that is way more effective than the degrees have been. So that was somewhat disappointing.
No, that's fine. That for me, selfishly, for me, I've always been like, I need to get like on paper qualified. But then at the same time, I'm like, but I've had people that have done like bachelors of sports science and like all these other things that are coming to me for advice. And I'm like, but you studied this. And they go, yeah, but it's university. Like, we need real world shit.
Yeah, exactly. But I would say that some of the things were super useful in terms of how we behave. I understand what's going on inside of the body, like within your cells and like hormones and stuff, because, you know, I did modules in neuroscience and things like that. That stuff is like all like really fascinating. Also, I did modules in social psychology and stuff, which you learn how different groups of people interact differently depending on, like, you know, the different relationships as a child with their parents and things like that. And that stuff is awesome. But I have the theories that I learned in the degree, but then I just relate it to real life stuff. So just what's happened to me in my childhood, and then I just see it and I'm like, ah, I get it. And that's the same with other people as well. So yeah, I mean, I would still do the same thing that doing those degrees. I thought they were super, super useful, but yeah, I mean, just having the own personal experience is just as effective in order to be able to help people.
Yeah. Yep. And that's why, because I'm doing a mentorship thing at the moment. And it was like, where are your resources for like what you learned? And I was like, fuck, I don't have any. It was like, I can't pull from university. I did like all the short courses I've got. I'm like, I don't know. Fuckload of therapy. So I don't know. What are my resources?
Do you know, I was actually thinking of going back to uni because I really wanted to do a degree in neuroscience and do a master's in it. And I'm still thinking about it. But then I thought to myself, it's just a bit of paper at the end of it though, right? And I'd have to do all these different assignments and everything and read different research articles, which is fine, and you know, do these exams. But I was like, oh, why don't I just get the textbooks or the resources that they use for the degree and just learn by myself? I feel like that would be cheaper and potentially more relatable to what I really need it for, rather than knowing the names of specific researchers who did this specific study.
That's exactly what I did, because I know, not for university, but I mean like for particular things, I'm like, I'm just gonna look it up myself and like learn all the relevant stuff about a particular topic, because I wanted to go to university to do the bachelor's of sports science that everyone was doing. I wanted to be a physiotherapist when I've started in the industry, because I was like, man, I'm broken as shit, and I just wanted to, like, I found it so fascinating with how people like rehabilitated and went through like all these things, and I was like, fuck, I want to do that. And then university, 6 months there, I was meant to do a year, but 6 months I was like, I can't study, my mental health does not allow me to study, so that's bad. But there's always been this thing of like, man, I want to go to university to study physiotherapy, psychology, like all these things, to just say like, I am the world's smartest man. But then as I learned, or I heard somewhere, was, I honestly can't even remember where it was. I think it was a podcast somewhere. And it was like, the university or the things that you get from university, that's all training. And you can get the training and you can be the most trained individual as the world, in the world. But if you don't actually have game day experience, well, then what's all the training for? And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, yeah, I want to get it so that I can have something that says I am this.
Yeah, and you've got to remember, right, these degrees are all based on research done in labs. So I have worked as a research assistant. There is a lot of bad science out there. There's like, and this is what degrees are potentially based on. I don't want to knock degrees by any means, but I'm just saying that like anecdotal experiences can be pretty effective, just because they, you know, this specific reaction that you've had in real life hasn't been backed up by a specific study does not mean, it shouldn't take away the reality of it. It's just as important just because it hasn't been backed up by some evidence.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm just looking at my bookcase, the amount of books I've read in the last couple of years outside of my degree that were not mentioned in my degree whatsoever, on the nervous system, trauma being held in the body, you know, emotional mapping in the body, things like that, that really fascinate me. I did not learn in my degree. I learned from my own curiosity. So
yeah,
there you go.
Perfect. Awesome. I love it. I'm out of questions. I was going to say, like, I loved it how we, like, you just dropped in there. You were just like, yeah, did some neuroscience, did some social psychology. But that is awesome. It's good to hear everything as to, like, also the, for me personally, it's good to hear the, like, behind the scenes thought process, curiosity for yourself of what goes into, like, even just programming someone's movement. But then I'm also in the back of my head, like, okay, this is going to work extremely well for also like our most popular programs, which are the mindset programs. And just hearing you talk about how that is such a big component and relates to all of these things, and like putting that as like the primary focus while that stuff happens in the background, so to speak. I was going to say quietly excited, but I'm not. I'm actually like, I'm very loudly excited everywhere.
Yes. I'm excited too. Let's bring it on.
So it's gonna be awesome. Is there, because this is gonna wrap us up, is there anything in particular that you want to get off your chest or say, or for anything in the world that you want to put out there? On the spot.
Now I'm going to just stumble all over my words. look, if you want to work with me, I'd friggin' love it. I'd love to just connect with other humans and be able to help you grow and become a better version of yourself. I don't know what else to say. I love being curious, aware, explorative in all aspects of my life. I personally feel that your training, the way that you move, the way that you eat, the challenges that you put on yourself within those domains can help you in other aspects of your life as well. And I can help you and guide you to be able to see those links and be able to progress you to be able to achieve things, not just in how you move, how much weight you lift, or how well you eat, but also in your job, your relationships, and all these things. Like, everything is interlinked. Mind, body, souls, spiritual stuff. Yep. We're all connected, and that's what I just love to do, just connect the dots for you.
Yep, love that. That is awesome. Well, I'm beyond excited to have you as a part of the team. I can't wait to see all the amazing shit that is just going to come out from client feedback and results and everything from there, from the content that's going to be created and all that stuff. I'm just excited to see what happens. So
me too. It's going to be great.
If anybody does want to work with Laura, look us up on our website, www.thefitnessgenie.com.au, or just visit our Instagram, message us, do whatever. You'll see all of our content there. Otherwise, have an amazing week. That's going to end our call. So you go and enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. I'm going to get this up. And thank you for taking the time out of your day to introduce yourself to the community.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Have an awesome week. And we'll speak to you all soon. Bye.
See ya.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.